Hi guys, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And today we're looking at part two of a master plan for New Year's. What basically is happening is Patrick, not me, different Patrick, and Laura are talking about going to Taipei 101 to see the fireworks display. Patrick isn't keen, but Laura's trying to convince him. So thinking of that party, can you remember what you did when 1999 became the year 2000? That night.
Right, so that was a few years ago.
Going back nearly 15 years now.
Yes, I was with my friends, and actually it was very similar to any other New Year's party for me. Mm-hmm. And what usually happens on New Year's is you stay up late and you wait for midnight, because that's when all the fireworks go off, and you celebrate and you scream, Happy New Year!
Yep. We headed down to the city center of the city where I come from, Nottingham. We got the fireworks display and the lights right there. It was very crowded, but it was such a lot of fun. I definitely don't regret all the walking we did to get there and walking back. It wasn't crowded on the walk back, though, so that was better than the Taipei one with the MRT crowds. Well, let's see in today's article whether the Patrick in the article is going to change his mind and go with Laura to Taipei 101. Let's take a look.
Reading.
Listening. Listen to the dialogue carefully and fill in the blanks.
Thinking of a master plan for New Year's. Patrick sees Laura at school the next day.
I considered your idea, but I still think we should avoid going to Taipei 101.
Yeah. I thought about what you said, too, and I can see your point. Did you come up with any other ideas, though?
Why don't we enjoy the show in a more comfortable environment instead?
What do you mean?
We can invite some friends over to my apartment and watch the Taipei 101 show on HDTV.
That sounds like fun. We can throw a little party and order some pizza and drinks.
Sure. Then at 11:30 p.m., we can head to the roof of my building. It offers a clear view of Taipei 101.
Wow. Then we will be able to catch the fireworks show in all its glory.
That's right. We'll get to experience all of the highlights of the New Year's celebration without all of the trouble.
All right, let's do it.
Laura and Patrick start planning the party.
Now, listen to the dialogue again.
Patrick sees Laura at school the next day.
I considered your idea, but I still think we should avoid going to Taipei 101.
Yeah, I thought about what you said too, and I can see your point. Did you come up with any other ideas though?
Why don't we enjoy the show in a more comfortable environment instead?
What do you mean?
We can invite some friends over to my apartment and watch the Taipei 101 show on HDTV.
That sounds like fun. We can throw a little party and order some pizza and drinks.
Sure. Then at 11:30 p.m., we can head to the roof of my building. It offers a clear view of Taipei 101.
Wow. Then we will be able to catch the fireworks show in all its glory.
That's right. We'll get to experience all of the highlights of the New Year's celebration without all of the trouble.
All right, let's do it.
Laura and Patrick start planning the party.
Patrick sees Laura at school the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been thinking about the discussion they had. Yes, he sat like that for hours. And so Patrick says, I considered your idea, but I still think we should avoid going to Taipei 101. Okay, we saw the word consider, spelled C-O-N-S-I-D-E-R, consider. And to consider something is to think about something carefully before making a decision.
Mm-hmm.
You should consider carefully before choosing what to study at university.
Absolutely. Big choice. Now, we also saw in that sentence the verb avoid, A-V-O-I-D, avoid. And if you avoid something, you either keep away from that thing or just stop yourself from doing that thing. For example, we should avoid the main road because there's maintenance going on there right now. We won't be able to drive there. We'll get stuck in traffic or something. We should avoid it.
Yes, in general, you should avoid bad or dangerous things.
Mm-hmm.
And when making your plan, you want to think about what you would like to avoid. For example, crowds.
Yes.
Bad weather.
Yes.
Or long waits
and
in
Patrick
line.
And Patrick has been considering all of these things.
Mm.
And maybe Laura has too.
Right, because she says, yeah, I thought about what you said too, and I can see your point. So when you see someone's point, you understand what they're trying to say. All right, and then next she says, did you come up with any other ideas though? So she hopes that he has a different idea. If they are not going to visit Taipei 101, what will they do?
Yeah, a quick note on that see your point thing. We can use point in this case to sort of mean point of view, and we can use it in other ways. We could use it with the verbs get and understand. So we could say, oh, I get your point. I understand your point. I understand your opinion. We could also say, what's your point? Meaning, what are you trying to say? Now, this is today's shortcut for you, so we're going to take a look at our video. You can see our point, and when we get back, we'll carry on with the article.
Shortcut for you.
Starting this restaurant has been so much work.
I know. We still need to finish our menu before opening.
Yeah, I think it's better if we wait until people tell us what food they like before we finish the menu.
Right. I see your point.
Point? I don't have anything pointy to see.
To see somebody's point means to understand what they are trying to say.
Gotcha! See somebody's point is 了解某人的观点.
Yes. That's right. I see your point about the menu. Let's make some dishes and then see what people think.
I'm glad that you see my point. Keep it up.
Sure thing.
So Laura sees Patrick's point.
Mm-hmm.
His point is it might not be very nice to go out in the cold and wait for such a long time to ride the MRT, even though it runs around the clock that evening. But she wants to know, did you come up with any other ideas? Okay. And what does Patrick say?
Well, he says, why don't we enjoy the show? So that's the fireworks, the live bands and stuff like that. Why don't we enjoy the show in a more comfortable environment instead? Now here, this word instead, I-N-S-T-E-A-D, instead, it's an adverb and it means as an alternative or a substitute, just something in the place of something else. So here he's saying, let's not do this, let's do this instead. So he's giving another option. We could also say, I usually drink tea in the morning. Well, I am British. But sometimes I'll have coffee instead. Notice we often put this at the end of a sentence.
And a lot of people choose not to eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you go to a restaurant, everything on the menu includes meat.
Oh, I hate that.
But you can ask for the chef to put something else inside the sandwich or on the pizza instead.
Yes.
Cheese, tofu,
vegetables,
a lot of things you can use instead of meat.
Mm-hmm.
So Laura wants to know a little bit more about what Patrick is talking about because he really hasn't given many details yet. She says, what do you mean?
And Patrick replies, we can invite some friends over to my apartment and watch the Taipei 101 show on HDTV. Now, this thing, sentence, invite somebody over. We use over, but what it means is invite people to come to where you live. So I'm going to invite you over means come to my house. For example, Shelley has invited some friends over for dinner on Saturday night.
And they are going to watch an HDTV.
Ooh.
Now, HDTV is a shorter way of saying high definition. That's the HD part. TV, television.
Sure.
High definition television.
That's long.
Okay, that's why we say HDTV.
But so what is it?
High definition is very clear.
Ah.
It's a very clear picture. Some people say watching high definition TV is like looking through a window.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we could say watching nature shows on HDTV, is incredible.
It really is. I also like watching baseball games.
Oh,
because
it'd be like being there at the stadium.
Right. You can actually see the grass on the field. It's also been great for the sport of hockey.
Mm.
Because in hockey, there's just a little black circle up called a puck that they play with. And to be honest, when I was a kid, we had a small little TV.
Oh, you don't know where that thing is.
I could never find the puck. But now, today, we have these nice large HD TVs, and it's really exciting to actually watch the game and know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. So Laura says, that sounds like fun. That sounds really great. She likes the idea. She says, we can throw a little party and order some pizza and drinks.
Oh, throw a party. This is an interesting
idiom.
Steady
on, yeah. You're not really throwing. We use throw a party. It means to organize and often host a party as well. So if you throw a party, you could be organizing it for a place. But if you throw a party at your house, you're the host of that party. So for example, we could say we threw a party for Eddie on his birthday.
All right. And since the Taipei 101 fireworks are paid for by the government, and people, citizens of Taipei, pay taxes to the government, then the fireworks show at Taipei 101 means everybody's throwing a party on that day.
I guess so.
Interesting. So Patrick agrees. He says, sure. Okay, and sure means yes.
Yep.
Okay,
order
good idea.
Pizza and drinks.
Mm-hmm. Then, he goes on to say, then at 11:30 p.m., remember p.m. is at night, 30 minutes before midnight, at 11:30 p.m., we can head to the roof of my building. It offers a clear view of Taipei 101.
Perfect.
Okay, great. So we saw the word offer, spelled O-F-F-E-R, offer. Now, to offer is to provide something that people need or want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Taiwan was one of the first countries to offer free Wi-Fi, that's wireless internet, to everyone.
Fantastic, isn't it?
It's really great. So convenient, and many times it's free.
Yeah, and so to offer a great view means that you can get a really great view from the roof of Patrick's building. It offers an all-around view. You could say it like that.
And they also say head up to the
roof.
Yes,
that's
right. So to head somewhere just means to go there. I guess the idea is your head goes first.
Mm-hmm. And Laura says, wow, she's really pleased with the idea. Wow. Then we will be able to catch the fireworks show in all its glory. Interesting phrase here, all its glory. Now here, glory, spelt G-L-O-R-Y, glory is a noun, and it doesn't mean like when you win something and you get glory. If we talk about glory this way, particularly in all its glory, we talk about great beauty, kind of magnificence, and we use it to describe something you see. If you see something in all its glory, it means at its best and at its most impressive. So you see all the best qualities of it. For example, the travel documentary shows off Thailand in all its glory. You see the best of Thailand by watching the show.
Okay, so sometimes you need to see something with your own eyes, as in not in a book or magazine or on the TV or through the internet on YouTube. You get to see something in all its glory. Mm-hmm. Now, as a personal example, there is a very famous structure in Paris, France, the Eiffel Tower. And it looks very nice in pictures, but I feel very lucky that I was able to go to Paris, France, visit that country, and see the Eiffel Tower in all its glory. It's a memory that I will never lose. Pat, do you have an example of something you got to see in all its glory?
New Zealand. I think the whole country of New Zealand, which I saw from 5,000 meters above. Now, that really did show me New Zealand in all its glory. I was jumping out of a plane at the time, saw lots of the countryside, and that's a really good way to see it.
Pat?
Yeah?
Why were you jumping out of a plane?
It was fun. Anyway, back to the article. Patrick in the article says, that's right, we'll see the fireworks in all their glory, which is why he means that's right, I agree. Then he says, we'll get to experience all of the highlights of the New Year's celebration without all of the trouble. So here he's talking about experiencing something. If you experience, which is spelled E-X-P-E-R-I-E-N-C-E, experience, to experience something means you encounter something or you go through something, something happens to you. So you could say we experience some bad weather, which means you get bad weather, it happens to you.
Now, they want to experience highlights, spelled H-I-G-H-L-I-G-H-T, highlight. And a highlight is the best part or the best parts of something. For example, if you watch news shows during the sports portion of it, they will show the highlights from all the week's sporting events, the most exciting parts.
The coolest bits.
So at the end, Laura says, all right, let's do it. She agrees. She sees his point and she goes along with his plan.
Yep.
So Laura and Patrick start planning the party, I guess, in more detail.
Yeah.
All right, great. They agreed in the end. And we are at the end of the lesson. So now it's time for our wrap-up and chat question.
For you chat.
Okay, so our question now is, would you like to go to Taipei 101 for New Year's? Why or why not?
Let me assume the position of the thinker. Well, I am going to have to say yes. And I'll explain why, but I want to know your answer first.
Okay, I'm going to say probably not. I might change my mind, but at the moment it's looking like a no. So why?
Well, I have to say yes because I have not been to the Taipei 101 fireworks show in several years. And I know it can be very crowded there. It can be difficult to move around. It can take hours to ride transportation. But I think every few years you just have to go.
Really?
Yeah, it's sometimes I miss the huge party, the energy, the live shows. All of that is worth it from time to time.
Okay.
It's okay to just put up with the crowds and the difficult parts of it.
I would disagree a little with that. I did go once. I went 3 or 4 years ago. But despite that, I don't feel the need to go back again this soon. I can see the fireworks pretty well from on top of the roof of my building, and there's no crowds there, and it's much easier to go up there, enjoy the fireworks, and then when they're over, it doesn't take 3 hours to go back downstairs to my house and carry on our own party.
All right, so that's it. I will be there this year.
Sorry.
Pat will not.
I won't.
But the real question is, what are Patrick and Laura going to do?
Yes, our people today.
So you will have to join us for day two of Thinking of a Master Plan for New Year's to see what they do.
We'll see you then. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Thinking of a Master Plan for New Year's. Patrick sees Laura at school the next day.
I considered your idea, But I still think we should avoid going to Taipei 101.
Yeah, I thought about what you said too, and I can see your point. Did you come up with any other ideas though?
Why don't we enjoy the show in a more comfortable environment instead?
What do you mean?
We can invite some friends over to my apartment and watch the Taipei 101 show on HDTV.
That sounds like fun. We can throw a little party and order some pizza and drinks.
Sure. Then at 11:30 p.m., we can head to the roof of my building. It offers a clear view of Taipei 101.
Wow. Then we will be able to catch the fireworks show in all its glory.
That's right. We'll get to experience all of the highlights of the New Year's celebration without all of the trouble.
All right, let's do it!
Laura and Patrick start planning the party.
Vocabulary Review.
Consider. Before you choose a university to attend, be sure to carefully consider all of your options. Avoid. It's hard to avoid traffic when you drive through a big city in the middle of the day. Instead. Instead of just complaining about your problems, you should work to solve them. Offer. The party host offered all of her guests a bag with small gifts inside. Glory. The sun came out and revealed the tall mountain in all its glory. Experience. I have never experienced being trapped in an elevator.